Good afternoon. Welcome everybody to our December 1st Sussex County Council meeting. First thing, Mr. Lawson, the approval of the agenda.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good afternoon, members of council. This time I have no recommendations for changes to the agenda.
Can I motion to approve the agenda?
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
I will get motion carried. We have the minutes of November 17th. Any corrections, questions, concerns? Have a fine job by our clerk.
Perfect.
Minutes are stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have several thank yous. The first is from The Way Home, from Reading Assist Institute, from Lared Health Center, the Westside New Beginnings, Inc., West Rehoboth Children and Youth Program, and Love, Inc., all thanking council for their donations.
Any correspondence from council? Public comment, Mr. Guy. Okay, and just for an FYI, if you're here for the public hearing, that's when you make your public comments about that. This is other than the public hearing comments at 1:30, so. Michael Eisenhower?
I'm Michael Eisenhower. I live in Potnets Bayside. On July the 7th, I came to the Planning and Zoning Commission to fill out a complaint. I did that. And I attached to the complaint a short letter, which I have a copy for all of the commissioners. And as of this date, I have not received a response to my complaint.
Okay. I understand. Is this reference Paradise Grill?
That is correct.
Okay. That the letter has been drafted. It's been approved by the attorney. It's going to be signed this afternoon and be in the mail.
Okay. Thank you.
We should have it sometime this end of the week, I would think.
Thank you.
Stephen Wills.
My name is Stephen Wills. You may recall I was here on the September 29th meeting of the council. I'm following Mr. Eisenhower again with issues with Paradise Grill. You mentioned that there's a letter coming out shortly. We were concerned because it's been 6 months in the process to get a written response. It's taken that long. In that interim, while we were awaiting a response, in our area, a young person was killed on a bicycle. A family, my next door neighbor actually, was broadsided in their car. Husband, wife, two children went to Lewis Hospital. I've been bombarded with a goodly amount of beer cans at my personal home. Mike Eisenhower, who just spoke, had his granddaughter's windows pounded on 4:30 in the morning, all by people that support this organization within our private community. So I'm hoping to get a favorable response so that we can march forward. I note that Paradise Grill personnel management has reapplied to expand the existing premises by over 20,000 square feet, even more than before. We intend to petition against this, and we need as much ammunition as we can get. That's why we're fighting for this written response.
Thank you. Mr. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. For the last week or so, I've been on the computer doing a lot of research. And you're talking about lazy. You guys are the most lazy bunch of characters I've ever met, at least years ago. Hey, they got in here, and they got in here early enough. Now, you guys going to go in executive session here directly. How much time are you going to waste? And then you're going to come out an hour or two later, and you got people here that are supposed to be at a public hearing. At least back then, Cole was even there. I'll put it this way to you. If you'd have done what they'd done, of course, back then, they didn't do everything kosher, just like you guys don't do everything kosher either. And I will tell you, I've never seen a lazier bunch of people. They never had a vacation. Christmas come on a Monday, they had a Tuesday meeting. Nothing else. But, oh, you guys meet, what, one-third of the time of the year? What a bunch of lazy people.
Thank you, sir. Michael Maney. Michael Maney. Here we go.
Hi, my name is Mike Maney. I'm representing the concerned residents of Lincoln in the for the we're opposed to the conditional use for Vasquez and Luna.
That's for a hearing this afternoon.
That'll be tonight. Yeah, wait a while.
Okay. Okay. 1:30 hearing so I can speak.
You wait.
Good. Thank you.
Save those thoughts.
Doris Manny, is that the same issue? Okay, that's fine. Thank you. Okay, we have a consent agenda. Two items, wastewater agreements. Agreement number 343-10, Pleasant County Project 81-04, Forest Landing Phase 3C in Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District, and wastewater agreement number 343-11, Pleasant County Project number 8104, Forest Landing Phase 3D, Miller Sanitary Sewer District, Miller Creek. Any questions or concerns about those?
No.
Hearing none, entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Yeah, I'd like to make that
motion. Mr. Deaver, Second Harlett. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Harlett?
Yes.
We have motion carried. Mr. Lawson?
Thank you, Mr. President. First item of business today is the recognition of our third quarter employee pickle awards recipients. As the council knows, we started in 2015 embarking on our Give Them the Pickle program, which is a national program developed by recognized motivational speaker Bob Farrell. This is an employee-based peer-to-peer recognition program whereby county employees who witness or experience another employee's exceptional customer service can acknowledge the employee by filling out a form and describing the event, which is then reviewed and approved by the employee's manager. This is literally giving them the pickle. In addition, when a county resident or customer provides kudos or thanks to an employee, a manager can use the praise as another method to give the employee recognition. I want to pass down this quarter's comments and pickle awards to council for you all to see and review. I went through and picked a few that were quite remarkable to me, and I wanted to share a few with you today. We're going to recognize the employees for the third quarter, many of whom are joining us today. Those that are out in the field and unable to join us would not be able to come in this afternoon. And one employee was selected as the lucky employee with their name drawn from the group, who will receive a plaque and vacation day today. Let me just note some of the comments that are contained in the packet and referencing some of the services that were provided just in this last third quarter. I'll just paraphrase. One particular note was sent in by residents of the county who had a flat tire on Route 1 at 9:30 p.m. at night, and three of our paramedics stopped to help them change their tire. We had one individual write in about a group of employees at the wastewater plants who discovered a grease blockage that would have caused severe problems within a commercial site down off of Lewis. We had an employee write about one of their peers about his service during tax season and the fact that he kept everyone on track and the scripts that he wrote were particularly helpful in making the best tax season yet for our department. We had one supervisor submit a pickle regarding an employee who is part of our emergency response team here in this building in handling a person that was sick in a professional manner. And lastly, another employee recognizing their peer regarding to their startup of a belt press, which is a significant initiative that we're undergoing right now in the Inland Bays plants. Too many customer service related and peer-to-peer recognition to read. I would encourage you to read these, and I want to commend our employees again for another amazing quarter, and I think they deserve a round of applause, and we'd ask them to come up and have a picture with council afterwards. So congratulations, employees. Mr. President, we have a trophy here, and if council would be so inclined to take a picture with the third quarter recipients, I think that would be outstanding. Thank you. This is an excellence in customer service for third quarter presented to Barry D. Hitchens for service attitude, consistency, and teamwork. Congratulations, Barry, as being selected. We're getting there.
Jar of dill pickles.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Snuggle up here, guys. Snuggle up.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you. Where's your door? Yours going that way.
Here.
Oh. Your way, Joan.
Okay.
I'm going to knock Joan down. Keep on going. Do the best you can. Just do the best you can.
I am a Democrat.
Trying to center the shot.
Chip's still taking
Perfection takes time, doesn't it?
Oh,
chip?
Yeah, that's, that's him.
Kim, have you? One more.
Another one. Here we go.
That looks like a serious camera.
This is a major award.
It is.
Barry was recognized for his instrumental work in the relocation of the Marriage Bureau and essentially our new chief deputy on her first day. So congratulations, Barry. For all the other employees that are here with us, would you please come forward now and have your picture taken with council, please?
Let the head pickles right here. We got to
do that.
Thank you for all you do. Seriously, thank you.
I knew.
Oh my Richard.
God. Look at this. I knew it was going to be you.
Hey, Kelly. How are you, honey?
Look at that.
All right, Connor, you all kind of get in front here. Come in this way. Come in. Turn around and smile, girl. Turn around. Get up here. Get up here. Everybody smile. What are we doing? You got to squeeze in here. We got to squeeze in.
Side to side, like that side. George, where are you?
I'm back here. Let the pickles get in there.
George is a pickle, too.
Looks like a jar of Velasic pickles.
Chip, he's got to readjust. He's got to readjust. Here he comes. Yeah. Are you good, Chip? George,
is it a halo?
Which one?
Is it a halo?
Yeah, you know, it's a halo, all right. Yeah.
It's the reflection off of Mike's head.
Probably is. The glare's off my head. You're right. How'd that work? Much better? Are we good?
We're good.
Thank you all. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good job, Richard. Good job.
That's right.
Not give up. Would you ever pick?
No, not yet.
No.
It's okay.
One of these days, it could happen to you.
I know, it's weird.
Robin's going to get a pickle.
Yes, she will.
Wait.
I'm still waiting.
To go with her turkey.
That's right.
Be a pickled turkey.
You better be quiet.
Thank you, council, and again, thank you, employees.
We are.
Next item of business is the administrator's report for December 1, 2015. Item number one, a reminder, the annual Caroling on the Circle program will take place on Monday, December 7th at 6:30 p.m. in front of the Sussex County Courthouse. This is a free event sponsored by the Sussex County Council. Everyone is welcome and encouraged to attend and bring a food item for the less fortunate if they can afford to do so. Hot Chocolate and cookies will be served at the Georgetown Fire Hall after the program. The Pack the Pod program will remain in full swing until the end of December. Item number two, the Sussex County offices will close for a two-hour lunch period on Friday, December 11th, to allow employees to attend the annual Mildred King Luncheon. County offices will close from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Members of the public with business to conduct are asked to plan accordingly. County offices will reopen at 1 p.m. Item three, per the attached Delaware State Police Activity Report for October, there were 310 violent crime arrests with 213 clearances, 2,681 property crimes with 929 clearances, 39,115 total traffic charges with 27,531 corresponding arrests. Of those traffic arrests, 824 were for DUI. Finally, there were 4,300 total vehicle crashes investigated in October. In total, there were 197 troopers assigned to Sussex County for the month of October. And finally, item four, per the attached engineering department fact sheet, the following projects have received substantial completion. Coastal Club, Phase 1C, effective November 19th. Rehoboth Shores, part of Area 1, effective November 23rd. In Oak Creek, Phase 4, otherwise known as Sawgrass North, effective November 23rd. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mrs. Jennings, grants.
Thank you, Mr. President. The first grant is Delmarva Clergy United in Social Action. They're requesting support for their T-Dolls Party. The T-Dolls Party is a program from girls 6 to 12 to discuss life struggles such as bullying, self-confidence, shyness, and school performance. There have been no past grants for this program, and I discussed with Mr. Wilson, and he's willing to give $500 if it's $250 from Ms. Deaver and $250 from himself.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second, Mr. Cole, to grant $500 to the Delmarva Clergy United Social Action Foundation for program expenses, being $250 from Mr. Wilson's account and $250 Mrs. Deaver's account. A question on the motion. Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
I will get motion carried. Next.
Fenwick Island Lions Club's requesting a donation of $1,000. The original request was for the Selbyville Halloween Parade. Money received from the parade was going to be used as a fundraiser for the club to be used in the community. However, since the parade was canceled, the grant funds will now be used for the Veterans Build Project and the Indian River High School Scholarships. Last grant received was $1,000, which was $800 from Mr. Phillips and $200 from Mr. Cole.
Mr. Cole, would you partake of the same?
I'm good. I'll go.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
So
it's a yes.
We shall duplicate that then.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Oh. Second, Mr.
I'll second
Cole. Or second, Mrs. Deaver. Grant $1,000 to Tuck Island Lions Club for projects, being $200 from Councilman Cole and $100 from Councilman Arlett. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole. Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
I object. Motion carried.
The Downtown Seaford Association is requesting a donation for the 30th annual Seaford Christmas Parade. Last grant received was $500 from Mr. Vincent.
I'll make that motion that he does do that again.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second.
Second.
Mr. Arlett. Grant $500 to Seaford Downtown Association for Christmas Parade expenses from my account. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
We have motion carried.
Okay. Next one is All About Pink. They are requesting $1,000 to help with the expenses for an educational retreat for breast cancer survivors. There have been no past grants to this organization. And Mr. Arlett placed it on the agenda.
Okay. And with that being said, they're requesting $1,000, so I will be happy to do $500, actually. Wait a second.
This is a countywide... group is it, or
they're from Millsboro, and they send 40 to 50 people. It doesn't say specifically how many
in Millsboro
are from what town.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to grant $1,000.
Second.
For the request
from
my council member.
Okay. Motion, Mr. Arlett, second, Mr. Cole, to grant $1,000 to the All About Pink for educational retreat for breast cancer survivors from Mr. Arlett's account. Any questions on the motion? Take a vote, Mr. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay, last request is from Cheer. They're requesting support for Deck the Halls with Cheer fundraiser. This is an annual event hosted by Cheer Foundation to raise funds to support the efforts of Cheer. The request is to sponsor a wreath or a tree in the amount of $100 to $400. Last grant received was $250, which was $500 from each person's account.
Second.
So moved.
Yeah, second.
How about 50?
Well, I was going to say
50. Did I say
5? I'm sorry.
You said 25.
50.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's $250 total, 50 from each person's account.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes, I made that.
Second.
Motion.
Second.
Mr. Arlett, to grant $250 to cheer for Deck the Halls with Christmas cheer event, being $50 from each councilman's and council person's account. Question on a motion. Take a vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried. Thank you.
Thank you.
There are not proposed any ordinances. Mr. Moore?
There are none, Mr. President.
Council members' comments. Council members' comments.
Oh, I have.
Mrs. Deaver?
I'm still very convinced that people aren't as aware as I would like them to be of our upcoming agendas and issues that they may want to know more about, especially land use issues. And I'm hoping we can find a way to solve that problem. It's my personal experience. They just don't, people don't look at the legals, and the sign is very small, and we can do much better.
Any more comments from council? Comments from council. Entertain a motion to go to executive session for job applicants, qualifications, personnel, and land acquisition.
Yes.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.